Cindy McLean, from Guelph, has survived two life-changing events. Today, she is ready to give back. In September, McLean will hand cycle for her fundraiser, 10 by 21, Cycling 4 Chemo Chairs, an initiative to raise funds to support the purchase of new chemotherapy chairs for Grand River Regional Cancer Center, GRRCC. Whether it was hiking or running a marathon, being active was always a big part of McLean's life. But in 2003, her life took a drastic turn while out on a leisurely hike. Falling 80 feet, 24 meters, off a cliff, McLean has since lived as a paraplegic as a result of her spinal cord injury. Paralyzed from the waist down, she lives every day with chronic pain. Her only relief is to remain active. I had a pain condition as a result of my injury, and that's not uncommon. I did have a very difficult time managing it over the last 21 years, and so I relied heavily on being active as a means of treatment, she said. I played competitive tennis, and also did a number of other recreational activities like hand cycling, cross-country skiing, and kayaking. All of these things were important to my self-care. McLean also became a member of the Canadian National Wheelchair Tennis Team. I retired around 2011. When I had my injury, I was 33. I was kind of old to be taking up a new sport, but I am very grateful that I had that period of time, she said. Fitness also played a big part in McLean's education and career. Completing her undergrad degree in physical education, McLean went on to pursue a master's degree in nutrition and exercise science at the University of Guelph. She later became the founding director at U of G's Health and Performance Center and also worked with the Rick Hansen Foundation, which raises awareness and funds to support people with disabilities. I was old enough to know of Rick and his Round the World tour. I remember in the 1980s being in awe of the idea of not only the physical act of wheeling around the world, but just the commitment to improving accessibility in the lives of people with disabilities, McLean said. The chance to meet Rick and to support his foundation was really moving. I ran the Wheels in Motion event in Guelph. I feel like it was a very successful and I think we did a lot of great things. It was a very important part of my life. In 2018, McLean's life took another unexpected turn. Diagnosed with metastatic colon cancer, she had 18 inches of her colon removed, as well as two-thirds of her liver. On her 49th birthday, she received her first chemotherapy treatment at GRRCC in Kitchener. 5 years ago, today, I was in the thick of 21 treatments and 10 months of chemotherapy, McLean said. There are a few things you start to realize. One is the team of people that are taking care of you. The obvious are nurses, doctors and technicians, and pharmacists. But there's also the receptionists, administrators, and so many other people. It's such a massive collection of people that are committed to your well-being, McLean said. That is remarkable. Equally, I think that it's also distressing to realize how many people are facing cancer. It's one of the shocking things when you arrive at the cancer center. You just look around and you see, not only the volume of people, but also, every person under the sun from every age range. Knowing that so many people are touched by cancer, McLean wanted to do something to help the hospital that provided her with exceptional care while also addressing her pre-existing medical condition. The idea of giving back is important to me. When I reached out to the Hospital Foundation to pitch an idea of fundraising, we talked about a number of projects that they were committed to raising funds for, including the need for new chemo chairs, McLean said. As basic as a chemo chair might seem, patients who receive cancer care sit for prolonged periods of time. Their comfort during a long treatment is critical. McLean hopes that her fundraiser will help GRRCC replace their aging chairs with new chairs. At a cost of $7,000 each, new chairs will offer patients greater comfort and functionality during their treatment and will also address the ergonomic needs of nurses who deliver care. For her fundraiser, 10 by 21, Cycling 4 Chemo Chairs, McLean will use a hand cycle, a uniquely designed trike that is propelled exclusively using her hands and upper body. Between September 9 to 30, McLean will complete 10 rides of 21 kilometers each, representing the 10 months and 21 chemo treatments she received at GRRCC in the communities of Guelph, Fergus, Allura, Elmira, Millbank, Linwood, North Perth, Waterloo, Cambridge and Kitchener. Hand cycling 21 kilometers is a good challenge for me. I'm going to pick trails predominantly. It's a nice way to showcase some of the beautiful trails in our region, she said. McLean finished her last chemotherapy treatment in January 2020, just before the pandemic. That summer, while I was recovering and building strength back up, myself, my partner and our friends started riding the Guelph to Goderich Trail, she said. We ended up doing the entire thing over a number of segments. With that in my head, it kind of motivated this idea of doing rides for a fundraiser. 10 by 21. Cycling 4 Chemo Chairs is looking for community ambassadors from across Wellington County and Waterloo region to help with the initiative. No cycling is required. Community ambassadors are individuals who have received cancer care or have someone close to them willing to promote the event in their community and share their story. This stems from the idea that there are lots of stories that should be shared and that are very inspirational, in particular, how people can stay positive and motivated during difficult times, McLean said. McLean hopes to attract ambassadors in areas such as Fergus, Allura, and Elmira. Not only can we share their stories and experiences, but they can also help us make connections within their own communities, she said. For more information about becoming an ambassador, contact Cindy at cycling4chemochairs@gmail.com. It just so happens that this fundraiser's name is 10 by 21. Cycling for Chemo Chairs, which represents my 21 treatments over 10 months. As it turns out, the Cancer Center is celebrating its 21st anniversary. And equally, it is the 21st anniversary since my spinal cord injury. That is a real coincidence, McLean said. This idea has been floating around in my head for a while now. To actually see it launch and have some momentum, it is kind of exciting. On September 9th at noon, the 10 by 21. Cycling 4 Chemo Chairs in Guelph will start and finish at the covered bridge. To donate or for more information about the fundraiser, visit here.